This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fans of the Pro on this gorgeous Friday, November 22nd. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. A little later in the show, we'll talk all things really NFL with the Saints being off. Steve Wyche, chief national reporter for the NFL Network, and Gary Smith at the 5 o'clock hour. Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, also publisher of the Wave Report. Man, we've got, it feels like it's winding down, but there's a ton of meaningful college football remaining. And so I want to be consistent. And so we only have one person on the injury report, and that's Deuce. He had a sore neck last week, and the sore neck is still here, but he is a go. He's not questionable. He's not doubtful. He's going.
It's been 2 weeks.
I know, but you weren't on the list. I didn't have you on the list last week because I didn't know.
You didn't know, but I was.
I got to the game.
Yeah, I was fighting through it though.
You're
I was fighting through it, but you know, I've seen the chiropractor. You know, you talk about the masseuse being able to try to work it out, and hey, we're working it out. That's how I end up. And but it's go time. So it's a great. So Mike, I got a question for you. Right now is a lot better than probably what it was at 6:30 this morning, correct? Or would you have called 6:30 this morning
pleasant
as well?
Weather-wise, you mean?
Yes, weather-wise.
I would have said 6:30 is probably a little chillier. And I feel today, I think it was 62 when I got out of my car, so I got 63. So I feel like right now is better.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's true about irrespective of the weather. 6:30 in the morning versus 4 in the afternoon. I'm going 4 in the afternoon.
I mean, what is the Marine slogan? We do more before.
I think it's the Army.
The Army's?
More before 8 o'clock, something like that. Then
it's probably earlier than that.
But that isn't asked the question. Why'd you ask the question?
No, that was right. I was just trying to figure out. I mean, because it was a little chilly.
It was
now,
chilly.
Now outside now, probably beautiful. For the last, since 11, you'll take that all day. You'll take all day.
Oh, man.
Now I know you got a chance to watch it. Did you see the Cleveland game?
Yes.
Now, can
yes,
you just,
I did.
At one point, it was 29 degrees.
Yeah.
And you hear what I said at one point.
Right.
I don't know if it stayed 29 degrees the whole time, but we had 29 degrees as well when we played there.
Mm-hmm.
And ours looked a little bit different as far as their weather and what stuck.
Right. Because it was 15 below, feels like. That's why it took a while for that snow to stick, because I'm watching it and I'm going, it was like 31, 30, 29, and then finally I flipped back and it was sticking.
It was sticking.
And
to
it
the
was
ground.
A different. And so if anybody, you know, if you live in Cleveland, it's lake effect snow. Oh, and they were even called for it, right?
Well, but no, they figured it. They figured it was it would come.
And
they knew that at some point during the game that snow would come, because I think it started fine. You know, it started out as just a cold, great football night, and I don't know if that's great, but you know, we'll go with that. For the fans watching at home, of course. But I mean, it just, the bottom dropped, and so the Cleveland Browns, two-win team, end up beating, I don't know the tiebreak rules, but Pittsburgh and Baltimore are up there. But I mean, I think that was a
Cleveland's
they
got
swept them.
Three wins, and they've beaten Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
And Baltimore.
That's it.
The division leaders.
Right.
Go figure.
It is. It's a tough game to figure. And I, you know, I was, when we were flipping around last night, my my wife and my daughter were there, and they're like, oh, snow. And I was 31 degrees. I go, it was 31. It was 40 degrees colder when we were there. 40, which is tough to look at when you're watching.
Well, you know
snow.
Where my mind jumped to? New York, Green Bay. I was like, man, I hope.
I see it. I thought about that Green Bay trip a little bit. December 23rd, Monday night. You just don't know, right? There's a lot of unknowns between now and December 23rd.
Well, December the 8th, there's a lot of unknown.
Yeah, New York, you're right. I hope this isn't a bad question. Is Cleveland, did last night, did they go, Jameis is our guy? I'm not pro Jameis, I'm not anti Jameis. I'm just wondering if that they go, that touchdown, I go, are they going to buy in and go, he's our guy?
What makes me say no is that guaranteed contract that sits over on injured reserve. Now, you can say you're going to take your time and let him come back 100% heal and Jameis end up being your guy from that standpoint. But until that is gone, that's your guy. Whether you want to commit to it short term or whatever, however many other
you're
years.
Riding that car till there's not a tire left on it.
There's nothing you can do. Now, it was interesting. One team, and it was probably similar to the Derek Carr situation with the Raiders, the New York Giants released. You know, it started out as far as benching Daniel Jones, but he and the owner, had a conversation, and they didn't want him to, I guess, be embarrassed of the situation. You kind of created the situation, New York. But they released Daniel Jones, and a lot of it, why he even got benched in the first place, was because of the injury guarantee that's in his contract. So over the next, seven games or however many they play, if he got hurt, his contract basically is going to be guaranteed. Now, they will still owe him – I don't think they owe him any more money, so to speak. There's some dead cap that's available. The only thing if a team – so he's subject to waivers. He's subject to waivers. And my understanding, if a team picks him up, that team would be responsible for the $14 million that he is guaranteed next year.
The whole thing was handled kind of weirdly. They benched him, and then he put him out there in the media.
Yeah.
He's like saying goodbye. And I'm like, wait, we just benched you. And then they went, you know what, I guess we're just going to cut him, right? And they cut him today.
I know.
Right? He was in front of the media. I'm like, what's going on?
And here's the thing. He was the number three, so they were saying, we're benching you, but we're moving on. We're not benching you to say, hey, we're going to let you clear your head and you'll be back next year. No, we're benching you. We're basically moving on. And so it was a pure situation where you benched him because you didn't want him to get hurt and you didn't want to be responsible for next year's cap and salary.
And it's important because, first off, we play them.
Correct.
We need them to beat the Falcons somehow.
Good luck.
We need the Falcons to lose a ton.
Yeah,
and so
I don't even want to think about that little scenario down there. Like, oh, there's hope. Look, man, just win a game.
But he's 27. He kind of reminds me of Sam
Darnold.
That they're both. You know what I mean?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. If you talk, I think he's 26 or am I or 27 around that age? And I go, that guy's been around 20 years, and they're young. Right, and
but
so
you come into some bad situations. You expect it to come in and be the same.
New York stuff, baby. Both of them.
New York is definitely tough, and just the scrutiny that you're going to get as a quarterback and not playing well. You probably shouldn't have played as early as you did, and now you're in the situation that you're in. And so it'll be intriguing where he chooses, because I don't think any team is going to pick that salary up. Because if you do, like I said, you're responsible automatically for $14 million. It'll be interesting to see where he chooses to go.
Sam Darnold, or Daniel Jones, is 8 days older than Sam Darnold.
Oh, wow.
Both of them are 27, one born early June, one born in late May, 1997. Eight days separate.
That is unbelievable.
That is hard to kind of believe. Wow. So yeah, I mean it's there's and when I say there's a lot of football left, there's we have conference championship games undecided. At some point today, we got to talk about the Ole Miss situation.
Well, you right? got the Ole Miss one, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, kind of a lot of jumbling in that area.
And here's the problem. And that this is going to get. I'm Charlie wants to take a break. Wait, now he's saying Gators. They got to get by the Gators, but. You've got here. You are with two games left.
Yeah,
and you're pretty good shape in the 12. The one thing you don't want to do, if you beat Florida and then beat Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, is go into the SEC championship game, lose. That's your third loss. You go from being in to out
to possibly out if as a loser.
And Lane Kiffin,
yeah.
has said it, and that's this is why whatever happens, they're going to make some changes.
Well, you're already going up, though. I mean, because now the conference championship game doesn't mean anything, in a sense. Now, if you win it, you're going to get the automatic
right. Bye. Exactly.
That's, but the loser,
he goes, it's not worth
the loser. You're in trouble.
Lane said it's not worth the reward of the bye to be gone, right?
And that's, you're in trouble.
But there's a lot to be decided out there.
Well, Tulane, they're off this week, but I think they know that they're playing. I think it's Army that they have in the championship game. Now you got to get by Memphis next Thursday. But I mean, Tulane, there's an outside shot now. It's a hard outside shot because Boise is hanging around.
Boise needs to lose probably a couple times,
At least once.
Yeah,
you had a little luck when what was the undefeated team in. Got beat by Utah. I think it was BYU who got beat, and so that helped. But you need some help.
They do, They've that win over Navy, and the help is actually Navy Notre Dame. Navy plays Army Notre
Army,
Dame.
Army Notre Dame
Yankee Stadium on Saturday.
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, man, yeah. my week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, right? So and then they've got another. Conference game. It's already doesn't matter to them. They play UTSA, not Tulane, Army, and then they play Army Navy on December 14th. Now the game doesn't impact your conference standings,
right.
But yeah, just we have the whole high school stuff. A lot to be decided. As you would think here, where we are, we'd know who's in the SEC championship game.
We're in a late Thanksgiving year. That's what we're in.
Oh, you had to watch. You had to listen last week to understand, but we are. It's a late Thanksgiving year. Take a break. We're going to talk some college football and NFL football next with Steve Weiss, Chief National Reporter for the NFL Network. This is Fans in a Pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Keep it right here. WBLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Fans of the Pro until 6 o'clock. Pelicans tonight at 6 right here on WBLAM. Of course, at 6 o'clock, you can have the Brian Kelly Show, followed by the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. That's on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. And so I want to thank everybody, of course, the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our Sports Talk crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. And so we, last Friday, had Mark Spears on, and the Pelicans were beginning the cup against Denver.
Yep.
And I said, this is going to be like a different environment. This is going to be a good way just to kind of separate yourself and get a win. And he said, you better get some gumbo. Then they beat Denver. And they haven't done much since. But another cup game tonight. Another tough, tough team. They lost to Dallas in the second cup game. This is the third. Golden State comes in.
Yeah, and the point differential won't help us out how bad you got beat against Dallas. But I think you got a little bit of hope, or I hope that you have a little bit of hope tonight, because you get all three of them back. None of them played against Cleveland the other night, but you get Hawkins back, you get Trey back, and you get B.I. back. Now, Hawk has been the one that's been out the most of those three players, but B.I. missed the last game, and then Trey Murphy doesn't play back-to-back right now. So for this Pelicans team, it's an early start because it's a 6:30,
yep.
6:30, not a 7 o'clock start. But for this Pelicans team, man, that's good news. And I know the other one was CJ. He was doubtful going into it. He won't play. Hopefully Monday he's able to go. I think it's against the Pacers is who they play next. Hopefully Monday he's able to go. But, man, you're getting close with a few other guys. Now, obviously, to be able to get Zion, and I know there was a report that came out that didn't sound the best. We'll see how that goes. I think Zion is at probably 2 to 3 week mark. Originally, it was.
But you get B.I. and C.J. back.
Well, you get C.J. back and
next
Hawk,
week, you know.
And then the other one is point guard.
DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte Murray. If you're able to.
He's the one who started all this.
He's the one who started. game one of 82. If you're able to get him back within the next, let's just call it 2 weeks. I know record-wise it may not be the best, but I saw Graf earlier today. I just told him, look, it's tough, and he knows it, but you just want to get in. You would love to have been seeded as a number 6 or 5, but you just want to get in and have those guys healthy, because if you can get in and they're healthy, I like my chances.
All right. I mean, I was just teasing DeJounte.
It's the truth.
But it was like, whoa, first game? I mean, good gosh.
The wrist injury.
Yeah.
And so you still have Herb floating out there. You still have Jose floating out there. And hopefully those guys can get well. And, you know, the young men that have Alfred Payton, the New Orleans native, he gets signed day of, and he starts, and he almost has a triple-double for you. I mean, and so – the guys are out there fighting, but at the same time, at some point, you know they're overmatched. And so that's really what's been happening to them. And so to at least get, if we call it conservatively, 40 points back tonight.
What was it before? 100 points you said they had sitting
points,
on the bench?
100 points. I don't even want to talk about the money. We're just going to talk about 100 points.
That's just
was sitting on the bench. And tonight, you get at least 40 points back. That gives you a chance.
That's a start.
Now you're playing the team that created the. You're playing the team that created the. I don't want to call it today's NBA game with the 3-point shot. Golden State will get 43s up. They will get 43-pointers up. That's how they play. That's who they are. And the Pelicans have not fared, because I think we lost twice to them already when we were on the road trip. Now the Pelicans have not fared well against them, but you get a chance and you get them at home.
Just like Denver. You never know. You just never know. The Pelicans have lost 9 of 10. Golden State's won 8 of their last 10. You just got to fight through. It's I almost wanted to say December, because it will be very soon. November, and you've lost 9 of 10. Well, in April, you win 9 of 10, right?
Who says that this team can't go on three seven-game win streaks? You know, you hit on 7 in a row. I think you feel pretty good about it. I think you feel pretty good about yourself. I mean, now you've got to be healthy to be able to do it. You need a little bit more firepower, but I think that you have some of the pieces to be able to do it.
So I'm going to transition this into back to the Saints and the Rams, which means, do you want to win tickets to the next Saints home game against the LA Rams? That's next Sunday in Caesars Superdome. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. Open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square, and winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contests and enter for your chance to win tickets to the Saints' battle with L.A. from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyers of the Saints, and Saints Radio WWL.
I got something for you.
Yep.
So I saw this the other day. Because I guess there was, I don't know if it's a shirt, a cap, or something that the Rams are releasing in a couple weeks. But they put out their four horsemen, so to speak, of the running back collection. Okay. Could you tell me who they were or who they are?
I'll go Lawrence McCutcheon.
No.
This is like the current or like old school?
Both. I shouldn't have hollered no, though, but.
That's okay.
Man, Los Angeles Rams, and I guess St. Louis does count as well.
Marshall Faulk?
Yes.
Okay. I can't think of the big, tall guy ran.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Not hard. Man, you know I'm terrible at this.
Pony Express. What if I told you Pony Express? Does that ring a bell?
It's SMU. I know. Charlie, I feel bad. That's Eric Dickerson.
Uh-huh. Right. Pony Express.
Right.
And the other two would be, I call them younger. Marshall is older, and obviously ED is older. But the other two would be younger guys. One played at the University of Georgia. Injuries kind of took his career away. Todd Gurley,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Actually, and the other one.
I was going to say him earlier. Then
when I blurted out no, you said, wait, what is he talking about? And the other one would be the other tall running back that I thought you were mentioning. He's an NFL player rep now. He does a lot with the NFLPA. Stays in Las Vegas. I think he splits time out in L.A. Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
Steven Jackson. He's the
Dickerson
taller.
Dickerson is who I was actually right off the bat. Yeah, was just well, that tall, runs tall.
Yeah, he runs tall.
Right.
He runs tall. But for me, and I don't know if it was just amount of years that one of them played, I probably would have advocated for Jerome Bettis to be included in that bunch. Now, I know everybody knows the bus from Pittsburgh, but for me, the early bus, it was L.A. And yeah. It wasn't St. Louis. It was in L.A.
So the fact that I threw out a kid that played in 1972 to 1979 for the Rams, Lawrence McCutcheon, the Rams were my team as a kid.
Really?
Now, I grew up as a Washington Redskin fan, went there, but then I got to be about like 11. Like I thought I didn't
want to. Was it the uniforms?
I liked the uniforms, and I wanted to be different.
Different than
I don't care. So I just picked the Rams.
And the Rams.
And Lawrence McCutcheon and a lot of those guys for whatever reason.
There's no
other reason I would throw out Lawrence McCutcheon, I can assure you. Got to take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Fans and the Pro. Stay right here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Well, welcome back, Fans and the Pro. Don't forget Tiger fans. It's LSU 6-4 taking on Vandy, also 6-4 tomorrow in Death Valley. Coverage starts 2 o'clock. Join Mike Dettillier and Jeff Palermo for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Presented by MAP Construction. Always a great time. They have 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, and, you know, life's just more fun with seafood. Catch LSU's pregame and then the kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 6:45. Tigers against the Commodores. 9 hours of exciting LSU football coverage, again, starting at 2 o'clock on WWL, always free on the Odyssey app. And I was kind of, until we got into my four horsemen quiz, which I always struggle with. I'd be a D. If you were my professor, I don't think I'd pass. That's how I do on your quizzes. But I was going to the Rams, is where we started. And it's like, remember this team? You talked about this last week. This was a team 1-4, and they were you know, like given up for dead. They were going to have
selling.
It was like selling, you know, getting rid, you know, guys were hurt. What are we going to do? And 1-4, and they, for whatever reason, you know, who knows, their bye week came week 5. And since then, beat Las Vegas, beat Minnesota, beat Seattle, lost to Miami, beat New England to get to 5-5. They're home against Philadelphia, 8-2 on Sunday afternoon. So the Saints are going to get a 6-5 team that is really hot, or a 5-6 team that is still pretty hot in a division where you don't got to be too good.
Nope, because Seattle has struggled. I think Arizona is still leading that division. And what's interesting is with the 49ers, Brock Purdy, he's been banged up a little bit. I know he didn't practice. I think he was limited a little bit yesterday. And so the Rams, they were selling. Cooper Kupp was available. There was talk of maybe Matthew Stafford being available and some other players available. And like you talked about, one, they got the bye week that was early. Then you start to get Puka Nacua halfway healthy. You get Cooper Kupp, who had been hurt. He's a little feeling a little bit better. Next thing you know, you've rolled off, you know, almost what, 4 in a row, or at least 4 out of 5.
5 of 6, the Miami game.
5 of 6, and it's just like, no, we're not going to sell. We're right in the middle of this deal. We're good, and so. For me, with them, it starts with the quarterback. I mean, if you don't hit Matthew Stafford, and even hit him sometimes, he's still been able to get up. With them, they probably haven't run it as well as they want to run it, and some of it is because some of their offensive linemen, hello, we know about that, have been down and been banged up. But defensively, they are flying. They are flying to the football defensively. Some of the young players, I think Verse, one of the defensive ends from Florida State, playing really, really well. So they've got some pieces over there on the defensive side of the football, and obviously offensively. What you see in practice from the Saints, the motions, the movement, the bootlegs, whether it's wide zone, inside zone, whatever it is, that's what you're going to see from the game film. That's what you're going to get. That's exactly who they are. So it'll be interesting. I mean, it's going to be a tough, tough test for the Saints.
And so you're right. So if you just kind of look at the NFC South and NFC West, so Arizona still leads. They're 6-4. And so they've all been through their byes. Rams, Seattle, San Francisco, all 5-5, right? So that division, good gosh, up for grabs, right? In the South, you know, Atlanta 6-5, Tampa 4-6. I mean, you know, Saints and the Cardinals 4-7, 3-7. Atlanta is like the Saints. They're off this weekend as well. So they won't be playing. But, man, just a lot of teams. Now, you know, other divisions, you know, the NFC East, you're probably going to get two. The NFC North, who knows, right? Unless they start beating up on each other.
Well, that's what I was about to say. For them, they've got to at least some point start beating up on each other, you know, as far as I think the Giants, I mean, not the Giants, Chicago – maybe the only one that's
one division game.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that, Minnesota, Green Bay, both of those, they've looked really, really well as far as the team, and so.
But you're right.
And then you've got the Detroit, who's the cream of the crop right now of the NFL.
But so the Detroit's 9-1, Minnesota 8-2, Green Bay 7-3. Detroit has played 2 division games. Minnesota, 2. Packers, 3. Chicago, 1. So there's a lot of NFC North football to play, just like there's a lot of AFC North football to play. It's all division games almost from here on out in that division. So, man, it's just but from the Saints standpoint, man, getting this time off, getting this time away, in some respects you could say, man, I don't know, they're playing really good football, but you know, take this bye because you got Eric was kind of, you know, banged
He was banged up. And I mean, and from having injuries myself and having to come back from those type of injuries, it's the – you hadn't pushed yourself to that point in practice. And then it's the amount of plays that you get. And it's the soreness. And so,
and the scar tissue.
Well,
right?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you were
scar, yeah, I'm thinking it's scar tissue. I think that he will be fine. I think that he'll be able to go next week. But I think it's the scar tissue being able to break, and you know, it's a weird feeling. It's painful.
It is a big one for both teams, the Saints. In 2024, week 12 bye. 2023, week 11 bye. 2022, week 14. And then they went the other way. 2021, week 6. 2020, week 6. Off this weekend, as are the Falcons. Take a break. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, here on Fans and the Pro, back after this. Welcome back, Fans and the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, as we take you up to news at 5 o'clock. And at 5:20, we're going to talk to Gary Smith, Tulane beat writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate. Man, and football in Louisiana has been a little tough. But man, Tulane, you take away those that loss to Oklahoma and Kansas State, man, they have since then, they've just dominated.
It's been really good for Tulane, and they've kind of found their stride. And, you know, I know there's some chatter. You know, we'll talk about it a little later, but there's some chatter about Coach Summerall, his name and his staff being mentioned for some other opportunities. But we'll kind of just see how that unfolds.
Yeah.
That's what happens when
you win. That's what happens.
That's what happens when you win.
If they don't want your coach, you got problems.
Yeah,
you're trying to get rid of your coach. If they do want your coach, you know,
it's a good thing.
It's a double-edged sword. So we'll talk more about Tulane coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, 5:20. We'll also talk a little bit about the Saints and Taysom Hill. I haven't really talked about him much, just in that impressive, impressive performance. This is Fans and the Pro. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock. Then, of course, you've got the Pelicans pregame and also the Brian Kelly show and the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Brian Kelly and the Prep Football Roundup will be on 105.3, the Pelicans pregame, and then the Golden State Warriors on 870 AM. The news is coming up next here on WWL.